This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, presented by Premier Insurance Group, it's Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and happy Thursday. It's a gorgeous day out there. I had to leave the office for a few seconds and go get some sun outside, and it was delightful. So hopefully everybody's gotten out there and gotten some sun today. In the studio with me is, as usual now, my partner in crime, Alan Painter.
And in my sunny self, yeah, I'm here. I didn't know you were playing hooky going out in the sun today. I'm going to give you a check mark on that.
Okay, it was like 3 minutes.
That's about 2.5 minutes too much.
But I think the people at the vet clinic were wondering what I was doing with my arms spread out and somewhat spinning circles.
Yeah, I'm praising the Lord out here in the middle of the street, you know.
Yeah, that's it. That's what happened.
But it is. I don't know. I know Cheryl, she says it's not summer till it's 95, but it's like, God, it's so perfect. You know,
it's nice.
Cold enough you can sleep at night and warm enough that you get a little sweat going during the day and, you know.
It's just nice weather.
Well, especially when you consider August and we are, you know, keep praying lack of fires or we got blue skies and that sure makes a difference.
And fair's next week, so we're hoping to keep that decent temperature for all the critters.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And it's actually supposed to get cooler next week, but I don't know. I'm starting to jones a little bit there on that. You know, last week we had the fair kids in there and we were talking about sausages and pastrami and it's like, damn, once a year isn't enough. They need to do like a mail order. Mail order me some sausage and pastrami, you know.
You should probably just go on tour with them.
Gosh.
That's what they say they do. They travel around.
I'd be dead in a week.
Yeah, your cholesterol would be off the charts.
Yeah, so. Takes me a couple of weeks just sweating out all this fat and all of joy, you know. But I'm looking forward to it.
But it makes you happy for that 4 days that we have them.
Beyond happy.
Yes, you're joyous.
Ecstatic.
So, but I'm ready to hear about it for 4 days again in my life.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yep. But, easy peasy.
I'm looking forward to fair this year. You know, it's always good to get out there and visit customers and, you know, and meet new folks. And you got to admit that fair does drag out the most eclectic group. So if you're into people watching, the fair is it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have to say a couple years ago, we had an incident. I'm not going to leave it there. And so, yeah, I even saw
layers. I'm not going to leave the people hanging. gentleman.
Yeah.
And that's being very nice.
That's very kind.
Wanted to rumble with me. And Shannon got her hockles up, and she poked this guy in the chest all the way out the back door. I was like, go, girl, go.
I
was impressed.
So you have a bouncer?
Oh, yeah.
Premier Insurance. We'll take care of you. When we say we have your six or we got your back, we mean it. But, I mean, that was just simply over wanting to know what time it was.
Yes.
I mean, hello. That's where it's crazy for me because I'm like, he wanted to know what time it was. And I didn't have the time on me. And then, he started to take his frustrations out on Ellen and then it escalated. But anyway.
It was fun.
You do get all kinds. It was memorable.
And it's awesome. I love it. I love people watching. So the fair is a fun place to be and get to go watch the kids showing their animals. My gosh, I think we're wallpapering our offices with the pictures of kids coming out.
The fish tank is almost covered as well. I mean, literally, we're running out of room. We've had so many kiddos in, but it's really fun to see that. And
So please keep coming. Keep coming. We may not be able to buy them all, but we'll bid on a bunch.
Yeah. Try to help you out. We've had some fun stories and some actually kind of rough ones this year. Some kids have struggled with their projects, but hung in there. So,
and those poor kids, Cheryl just grills them. I'm nice. She looks,
I was nice today.
She makes them. She hammers them with questions. She's going to make sure they know what they're doing.
Yeah,
so
they know their business.
It's good.
And you know, they should. It's a good learning lesson to
absolutely.
Go out and present like that. It's like,
yep. Yeah, just don't come out and look cute and get drop a picture. We want to hear about your critter. So
yeah.
Anyway, so for those who do partake in the auction, just a reminder, it's a little bit earlier in the day, so I don't remember exactly what time, but it's not at Friday night. It's during the day a little bit. So check your schedule.
Yeah. And it's on the website, the fair website.
It is. And it's outdoors, and it is way, way better for those of you with me who couldn't tolerate the dust at midnight. So please don't let that hold you back. So let's get out there and support those kids.
Absolutely. Talking about support, I'm just going to switch boats here.
What are you, an athletic supporter?
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, I don't know. So we have Katie Starkle, who is with Wander Winston, also works at the City of Winston.
Who's getting to be a regular on here.
I know,
it's always good to see Katie.
It's always fun to be on here with you guys, too.
Yeah. Welcome, Katie. We're so glad to have you. And we know that you're here to talk about something up and coming with Oktoberfest theme. Yes. So tell us about it.
So Oktoberfest, we've got your sixes back again this year. We've made a bunch of changes after last year. Last year was the first year, so we had some bumps and bruises, and we got all the feedback, and we tried to address all of the concerns. So let's just say we have a whole new event this year.
I'm going to tell a little story here, Kitty, because one of them I have to laugh at. It should not have been a concern, but because Katie did such a great job last year and it was $10,000 to the winning team, people thought it was a hoax.
Yes, absolutely it was. That was insane. We thought we were going to have like teams out the door, and everybody was like, after it was over and they saw the picture of the winners with the money, they were like, oh, well, I would have done it if I would have known it was real.
Yeah, it's not a professional event, you know. It's like, but I hate to say it, but I'm exactly like that. You know, it's like, okay, if it's too cheap, I'm going to stay away from that. If it's too expensive, not my deal. So I can understand that, but it's like.
I can too, because there's so much fake stuff out there these days.
Yeah, but the reality is, people, you better lift up your expectations, because Katie and the City of Winston aren't just a small town, you know, backwoods. They're doing it right.
Yeah, making it. So last year it was a team event.
Yes, yeah, so we also had people say that they wanted to participate, but they couldn't find a partner that wanted to look silly for $10,000. So we
need some new partners.
Can you imagine that, but not having one friend?
Dude, sign me up.
Apparently they don't have any ride or dies.
Yeah, I guess.
So this year we made an individual competition. So we've adjusted the events a little bit. So if you are one person and you want to come out, you want to support the cause, it only takes you. So you don't have to find anyone else that's not willing to look silly. You can just come out and have fun by yourself, and maybe they can cheer you on the side lane.
Is there a competition at the Margarita Bar? I think I'd be good there.
There is no competition at the Margarita Bar, but I do want to give a shout out to Patron Tequila, because they are fully donating all of the Patron Tequila for the Margarita Bar, and 100% of the proceeds do go to the cause for that. So there's no overhead. They're bringing in a crew to serve it and everything.
How cool is that?
I know. Katie, like, that's a good connection.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Oh. She's connected.
I think they need to volunteer at the Margarita Bar. Be the taste tester.
Actually, my mom took that. she's taking money. She's not drinking it.
I'd be safe, because I don't really drink too much either. But
it is fun when you do.
It is fun when I do. You're right. But when I do now, it's a lemon drop, as your wife can attest to.
Yeah.
Those are quite tasty. I believe we may have Grey Goose vodka there for that kind of stuff this year as well. I'm still working on the details for that.
Super fun. Super fun. Okay, so I want to explain this to people, since it's not a team event and it's going to be individualized. Mm-hmm. So you have the different events that they can compete in. And we joked around about it takes a couple of us to remember all six of these. So I'm going to let Katie have a try here. What are the events people can do individually?
Okay, so we changed it up this year too. So this year it is just $15 per game to play, and you can absolutely pick which ones you don't want to play. You can pick which ones you don't want to play. We have two or three kind of more tame events. So we have the pretzel eating, we have the stein holding, and then we have the hammerschlagen, which is a nail pounding competition. And those are kind of the more stagnant competitions. So if you can't run around a lot or anything like that, then you can kind of stay in one place. And the pretzel eating contest isn't how much you can eat. It's more like the cracker challenge, where you get like a cup of dry pretzels, and it's whoever can eat them the fastest while your mouth completely suffers and dries out
and cries
for water.
That sounds brutal.
Oh, actually. Yeah. I hope everybody around was wearing safety glasses. Holy smokes.
That's a good idea.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my goodness.
Chunks launched everywhere.
And then we have three kind of more active events. So we have bucket ball, which is like giant beer pong. But we got some bad feedback on calling it beer pong, even though there wasn't any beer in the water. So... Then there's the stein race, which is running back and forth between a bucket of water and growlers with two steins, and you have to overflow the growler from the bucket of water. And then we also have a keg race, which is they're empty kegs. They're not heavy, and you roll them over the line and back. I think it's like 20 yards or 10 yards or
something. Who can't do that?
Last year, we didn't have a lot of people that thought they could, so...
Now, what would be fun if we drank margaritas for 4 hours before we did the rolling?
You know, I think that is the last event, so you potentially could do that.
Exactly. So we can make $10,000 taking videos of these people falling all over themselves.
That would be fun.
I got a hand
we're
to
gonna
you.
We're going to patrol the beer gardens. Participants.
I'll patrol it. Quality control.
We do have alcohol monitors at the event, just the FYI and OLCC. We do have them there.
And I'll be monitoring myself. So, but, this is pretty amazing. I'm so excited to see the second annual, you know, because there was so much work, and you want to see that year after year, and to see this tweak and get better and more fun for the individual. This is going to be kick.
So, and then one more change we did make to the tournament is, so last year we had one big cash prize. So this year, for the entire event, we're doing $5,000 in cash prizes. So the individual winner of each of the six tournament games, they get $250, and then they get a slot at the final tournament where the final six will compete for $2,500. And then we did take $1,000 of the prize money and put it into like a bingo game, so that way there's even something for people who aren't comfortable competing in the tournament.
How cool is that?
Bingo.
But you know,
it's a big deal.
I mean, how fun is that? So now people understand, and it's not 10,000, so we can all partake, you know.
We're not bringing in ringers.
Yeah, we're having fun. So, yeah, I mean, and that's what's kind of the worry. It's like, okay, with 10 grand in the pot again, we're going to get people from coming out of state now. Now it's all for the local people. So everybody get your hammering ready and your beer keg rolling, you know.
Practicing on your pretzel eating.
I don't know.
That's actually one I would.
I'm opting out of that. I think my kid could do that.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing, too. If you are 16 and over, actually, I think we made it 14 and over, then you can participate because there's absolutely no alcohol involved in the actual tournament. And just an example of how diverse the competitors were last year, in our finals, we had Umpqua Valley Christian School. We had two of their soccer teams. One of them was fully the team, and then one was one of the kids and then a parent. And then we had a mother and a son. We had two guys that were over the age of 50, and then we had two guys that were probably like around 30. So it kind of age, gender, all that stuff.
Two guys over 50? What are you saying?
I'm saying that's a little different than two guys who are in high school.
Yeah. She's just saying it was very diverse. The field was
diverse.
That's
all I'm saying.
We just need a much larger field this year.
Yes. Yep.
People come play. So it's time for us to take a break already. That went by so fast. So we're going to be back with more on Oktoberfest with Katie here on Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance.
Party on.
In just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. This is your cue you're listening to here on News Radio. Oh, I don't even know, 93.9 FM and KQEN. Hello.
Look at you.
I don't know. I lost my mind for like
You're
going to
give up
seconds.
your insurance gig and
not even
be a radio personality.
Never.
How could she ever leave you?
I know.
Yeah. I get lunch.
Every day she asks herself, why don't I leave him?
That's true. Katie brought in a poster for us to put up in the office. This is really awesome.
But I'm reading it.
But on it, there's some cool things we still haven't talked about. I want to make sure we get this all in.
Number one thing we want to talk about that I'm looking at the poster, freak wiener dog races. Are you kidding me?
Let's talk about it.
There's nothing more cooler looking than those little wiener suckers running around jumping.
No, and here's the crazy thing, too. I did not know that there was a national wiener dog race.
Yes.
So the lady that runs this, she actually lives in Winston, and she does the ones all over Oregon. She reached out. She does the ones at the big Oktoberfest in Mount Angel and everything. And she was like, I want to participate in your guys' event. I want to support the veterans. So where she normally takes their $5 fee, she's actually donated all of her fees to the veterans as well.
So you had this great idea. Let's have wiener dog races, and it's like, oh, they do that already. You know?
No, she came to us and was like,
what a blessing!
She lives in Winston, so she was like, I want to participate. I'm going to donate everything that we bring in for the veterans. She's also a veteran, and she's nationally certified. And actually, last year's winner of the races, they went to the districts, and then they won districts and ended up going to nationals, which is, I believe, a fully paid trip to Texas or something. Like,
oh, it was my Lord.
It was insane. It was like this last minute thing that we threw together. She worked really hard to like instantaneously get it approved by the National Wiener Dog Race Association.
Oh gosh,
and then our little wiener dog from Winston made it all the way to nationals.
Oh, cool. So can anybody with a wiener dog do that? Or do you got to be in the member?
No, if you got a wiener dog to do the race, like sign up. She charges $5. And we bought her trophies and medals and stuff this year. And then she does stuff with kids too, where she has the kids run backwards and race the wiener dog. So to make it fair, since the wiener dogs have such littler legs, a big costume contest, and she actually has a Oscar Mayer wiener mobile, like a kids one, where you can put your wiener dog in it and take a picture of it. It was she's so fun, and she makes it so fun.
I wonder if
you
we
were
get
talking
a,
about videos earlier. That's a video we need to get.
I wonder
on.
If we get a wiener dog costume for Jax.
Absolutely, I don't see why not.
Absolutely, we can. He's getting old and slow.
Cheryl, if you're listening, can you Google that and order it on Amazon? Thank you.
And bingo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We talked about that. Oh, and then the brew-off. So this year we have four breweries who are very generously donating the 3-ounce samples of beer that we're charging $7 for the brew-off. So all of that proceeds goes to the cause as well. So Looking Brass Brewery, North 40, Old 99, and then Two Shy Brewery. So they're the four breweries that are competing, and they're having a little competition. So each of them will do 3-ounce tastings, and then at the end you get to choose which brewery that you liked the best. And then we have a stein with the best brewery thing on it for them for their little trophy. And then obviously during that time you can obviously buy a pint of whichever one that you liked the best from the brewery.
Or one from each.
Here they go. Or, you know, just go on all out and just go down the line.
We should have the winner of that on the show.
Yes. Right after.
We need some bragging rights. We need the best costume, the wiener dog.
It can be the aftermath. We can have the Oktoberfest. We got your sixth
aftermath.
Yeah. The recap.
That'd be funny.
And it's really neat, too, with the kids' game. So we have got something for the little ones to do.
Yeah. So this year, the Optimist Club has generously offered to host a children's area. That was what was missing out of last year's event. So they're going to be hosting like three-legged races, spoon races. They've got kids for the games for the little kids, like the fishing toy game where it has like a number on the bottom and you get to pick out a prize, and the little duck game where you reach in and pick up a duck and you get a prize. And I think they're doing potato sack races and horseshoes. I mean, they have a whole area that they're going to be doing stuff for the kids, and it's completely put on by the Optimist Club, so we absolutely want to give them a shout out.
They are amazing group.
They are, and you know, they quietly serve our community with without looking for accolades, and so bless them. So if you know an Optimist, give them a big thanks for us.
Yeah, just let them know what you're appreciating, what they're doing in the community, because they are kind of quiet and behind the scenes.
They are.
Do things and scholarships and a lot of stuff that people don't know. And so, again, they're Optimist.
The other thing I want to raise, so Katie, out of this and all the funds that are raised and everything, how much do you keep? Do you get any money for this?
We keep none. None. Zero. I work my butt off for about an entire year trying to get this thing fully funded, and we do. We have the last 2 years. We have not needed to take a single dime from the event, and every single dollar that we take in goes directly to the cause that we're benefiting. So this year, the beneficiaries are Ride for 22, the Moods and Music program, which provides guitar lessons and guitars for veterans who are suffering with PTSD, and then Source One Serenity, which gets veterans out in nature. I think she said last year they used the funds to do like a fishing trip with the guys and girls. So it was really fun to get that letter, finding out what they used the funds for.
That's so awesome.
You know, and I'm going to chime in here because Katie does work really, really, really hard.
Yeah.
And so she definitely deserves kudos for that. But what's been really cool is networking. So it's like, I'm kind of busy, so I maybe can't help jump in here as much as possible. But it's been really fun to network and bring Ride for 22 in with them. Marianne helped last year. And now Kara Coughlin with the Fallen Outdoors and has brought in some volunteers and stuff like that. So other veteran organizations are also helping support this cause, which is in turn supporting something that they're all passionate about. And I think that's so cool to just see that support of each other's event.
And it's so unselfish.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, and I hope that it's not just our community that's getting behind this, you know, because we have them on the show, Ride for 22. Now we, you know, you guys are supporting them. I hope every community is doing this because, I mean, that's our silent killer, you know, 22 a day. I mean, we keep referencing that. And so for folks like Katie and all the volunteers to take this on their shoulder, it's like, we are going to make a difference.
Absolutely.
You know,
I think they are making a difference.
Absolutely. And so I want to thank you guys. And together we come together and we change people's lives. So, you know, it's pretty amazing. You guys took all this on and just such unselfish motives.
And the key is together. Not one person cannot do all of this. So I cannot begin to say how thankful I am for all the volunteers and everybody who jumps in the city who helps us, allows us to do this and raise funds for this.
Well, anything you ask for in the future, I'm pretty sure the city of Winston's going to go like, yeah.
Yeah.
You go, girl.
This Katie doesn't mess around here. This isn't a podunk thing. This is done right.
So how do people sign up, Katie? Because we've told them why they should do it and what the money's going for, or if they want to donate or something. So how can they find you and donate and sign up?
Okay, so you can find us at wanderwinston.com. I have it set up right now. It'll take you directly to the Oktoberfest page with all the details. And then another issue we ran into last year with people thinking it was a funk or bunk or not real was the registration online. So we're not doing that this year. We are selling tickets. Like, if you come to the fair, it's $15 per gameplay ticket. You pay when you're there. Please bring cash. We don't have a credit card machine. And then when you get your tickets, you pick which games you want to play, and it's that simple. So hopefully there's no misunderstandings and there's no confusion, and everyone knows that it's real this go around. Because if you see it's not there, then you don't put your money there. Then you know you have nothing to lose.
Absolutely.
You know, and you can do pick one event and do it 10 times, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or you can do all of them and try them out. Yep. And if you're like, oh, okay, this is the one I'm good at, you can just keep playing that one until you get the best score. So
now I want everybody to understand, it's Wander, WANDER, Winston.com. Okay.
Yes. So. And so before we go, Katie, I want to give you a chance to thank your sponsors.
Yes, please. Okay, so we have Umpqua Survival, Patron Tequila, Grocery Outlet in Winston, Roseburg Honda, Ameritidal, Looking Glass Brewery, Lone Rock Construction, Northwest Veterans Law, Umpqua Health Alliance, Roseburg Forest Cottage, Vista Utilities, Pacific Power, Cascade Self Storage, Andrew Johnson Attorney at Law, and a huge shout out to Umpqua Creek Band of Umpqua Indians for being our major sponsor for the event.
So
that's pretty cool.
Anybody you heard there, locally owned and operated businesses, or you know, or a brand, please go support that business because they're supporting these events.
And give them a thank you. Even if you don't shopping for an attorney right now, and you see Andy at the grocery store, give him a thanks because it's pretty awesome that all these businesses and individuals are stepping up, and of course, the big guy again.
You know, I'm going to say thank you to him. I just saw him through the window. So, Carlos, thanks for being awesome. Yeah, he's coming up next, right after our commercial. We got the business buzz, and we're going to talk about some silencers and suppressors, some cool RR stuff. So, Katie, I'm looking forward. I'm going to be out there helping volunteer that day along with many others, and so come out and say hi, and I'll pick on you while you play games. I could be a cheerleader too.
Hey.
I'll figure out what motivates you. Just let me know.
I'm still thinking you're going to be an instigator more than a cheerleader.
I'm so that comes much more naturally.
Amen. Well, it's like, where can you go and have a bunch of fun and potentially save a life? So
absolutely.
Let's go out and have everybody go out there and let's have a ton of fun and save some lives.
Absolutely.
And you know, there's a chance to win quite a bit of money there too.
Yeah.
So
whatever
motivates you.
Yeah. Oh, by the way.
Whatever motivates
you. And you're always willing to donate that to the margarita bar where we'll be hanging out.
Yep. As I said, they are donating 100% of the funds. So if all you want to do is come have a few beverages, then grab a Patron margarita.
Yep.
And if you're a local business and you're into this and you want to challenge another local business, do that. Call them out. We'll give them grief.
Yeah. So. Mano a mano.
All right, Katie, thank you so much for coming on, and we'll see you out there on September 23rd.
Thank you.
Party on, Katie.
And we'll see you soon.
All right, well, we'll be back with the local business buzz, and the big guy Carlos is in the house from Umpqua Survival.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hello and welcome back. It's that time for the local business buzz.
And the big guy.
And the big guy. So it's the first Thursday of the month, so that means Carlos is in the house.
Howdy.
Glad to have you. All right. So Umpqua Survival. It's a happening place out there.
Well, we try.
You do.
Well, you know, before we jump into that, Carlos, I want to thank you. I mean, Katie was here at Oktoberfest,
yep.
And who's one of the sponsors?
Umpqua Survival.
Umpqua Survival again. So I don't know how you guys do it, but you're amazing for what you do for our community. So thank you and all your team out there for blessing us.
Well, we try, like I said, and we do what we can for the community, and we try and do events that are fun for us and fun for our customers. So
it's pretty cool.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Oh, I think it's going to be a blast out there. And I didn't even, I wasn't there last year, so I forgot that you have a booth out there. So there'll be plenty of people.
It'll be cool this year because we'll get to see everything that goes on. Last year, it was spread out among all the parks. So some of the stuff I wanted to see, we couldn't see.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. So if you see anybody that needs, you know, picked on or encouragement, whatever choice you choose, that's my job this year.
Yep. Shannon's going to be a carny down there.
Getting
people to play the games.
Yep.
We sponsored a team last year, and they were entertaining to watch.
I want that kind of team. Alan sponsored last year too, but we weren't there. We were hunting off grid, and so we didn't make it. And it was one of the Umpqua Valley Christian teams, I believe, that he sponsored. So
I'm looking forward. It should be fun.
Yeah, it will be really fun.
Anyway,
but speaking of fun.
Yeah.
Hello, Suppressor Takeover.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if you heard the show last week, Carlos, but we had the 4-H kids on, 4-H FFA. They were different. And so I don't know a lot about sheep. So I asked some stupid questions.
Oh, did she ever? It's like, don't just make up questions like that.
I didn't.
It was half embarrassing.
Did you get some of the kids that just rattle off so much information so fast that you can't comprehend?
Oh, they were amazing. We had buckle winners. So we had two ladies in here who knew their stuff.
And they were patient with Shannon, you know.
They didn't laugh at me. Not out loud. To my face. Yeah, it didn't come across the mic anyway.
I'm sure you guys know. You guys have probably had all the people bringing out buyer letters.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yesterday I got a buyer's letter from a 13-year-old girl, and I swear to God I would have hired her on the spot.
Little one in the show last week.
That girl was dialed, and she was so professional.
See, and that's what's
amazing.
You know, that experience alone, I mean, most kids won't even call to order a pizza, and these kids are out there. I mean, not just talking, but in a professional, clear. I mean, it's fun, and it's really, it gives you hope.
You know? I bet those other kids will be working for this one eventually.
Yeah. It's like, I will be the CEO.
We probably all will.
Well, Alan told the girls he thought one of them could be president in the future, because I mean, really, they were just spot on. But the funny thing about asking silly questions is I didn't tell Alan that I called and talked to you earlier this morning. Because I know my gun and I know my stuff, but I have never owned a suppressor. I've never shot a gun with a suppressor, which Alan's like, we're taking care of that real soon. But so Alan, I called and asked some questions this morning, and one of them was, should I bring my own earphones to protect myself, or will you guys have them at your event? And then he's like, well, you probably won't need them with the suppressors. Again, Carlos, so kind and generous.
Well, I mean, honestly, they are not movie quiet. And some of the bigger guns do make, I mean, I've got one short-barreled AR that you probably need hearing protection to shoot it even with the suppressor.
I'm just going to bring it so I don't get, if something else doesn't surprise me, not me shooting. But when I thought of that, I was like, see, you can call Umpqua Survival and ask the dumbest questions, y'all, because I like topped it right there. You can't get worse than that. So I'm just saying.
Yeah,
they're there to educate.
They do our stupid questions really well. So, and they don't make you feel stupid. So
honestly, that's the whole reason we're having this event, because suppressors are one of those things that there's a ton of misinformation out there. I mean, I have people all the time, they see suppressors in the store and they're like, those aren't even legal, or a private person can't own them, or you can't hunt with them, all sorts of things we've heard. And, you know, the whole reason for the event is so that people can learn, you know, what they really do. And if you've never shot with one, it's incredible. I mean, it makes going out and shooting a whole different experience.
It really did. It makes it much more enjoyable for me. I mean, to be able to go out there and you actually shoot better because you don't have that noise cracking off in your head. And it really made shooting fun again. You know, you can do it a lot longer. You're not getting pounded. And it is pretty impressive.
Yeah. I think all kids, when they're learning how to shoot, should learn with like a suppressed 22, because they wouldn't have any bad habits.
Like Shannon.
Yeah.
Well, my bad habits are with pistols, because that's my still on comfort zone. I'm great with rifles and excellent with long range. But pistols, I'm still getting over my little phobia here a little bit. So I thought, well, I'm going to go down and I'm going to take this. And then there is going to be Tia's Tacos, so I'm like, well, I just reeled my husband in.
It's
with
a
that
win-win
food cart. So,
I don't think you had to talk your husband too much into it.
I don't know, but if you say taco truck, he's like, "What time do we leave?"
Yeah. I can understand that.
Yeah. Especially Tino's. That's good tacos.
So tell us the time frame and what to expect when people show up down there.
Okay, so the event runs from 10 to 4 down at South Umpqua Rod and Gun Club. If you've never been there before, just as you're heading there, kind of go slow because you'll miss the turnoff. I miss it, and I go there all the time. So, but you'll come out to the range. The event's $25 per shooter. That's going to get you 4 tickets and cover your range fees. Each ticket is good for one station. We're going to have 6 to 8 stations with different firearms. I think the stations will probably be set up by caliber.
Are you going to have pistols?
Yeah. Okay. We're going to have some pistols. We're going to have everything from 22 pistols all the way to I have a suppressed 12 gauge that'll be down there. So
I've never shot a suppressed pistol. That's something I really want to do.
Yeah. So you we'll have a little bit of everything.
No, I've got suppressors for my rifles, but nothing for my pistols. Yet.
I did not know that.
I'm
surprised by that. Actually.
But I got a good friend that I know where to get them.
Can hook you up.
Yeah. But like you said, we're gonna have Tia's Tacos will be down there selling tacos and beverages and whatnot, and we've got some prizes and some special offers, and we'll also be down there selling raffle tickets for our giveaway again this month as well.
And what's that?
This month we're giving away a Winchester Wildcat 22 rifle. We're also giving away a CGS Hydra 22 suppressor, and a free tax stamp, some ammo, the processing fees, and a swag package. So you can get your entire first suppressor for nothing.
And the 22 suppressor is absolutely the most fun on the. It just is a kick.
Ooh.
You know, I use it on my.
I'm nervous and excited at the same time.
I use it on my 17 caliber too, and it is so fun to shoot.
Yeah, I love them.
Well, I'm excited.
Yeah, the rimfire stuff's the best.
Yeah.
And so this includes all the ammo, like all the shooting parts of it, within your $25, or
yeah. And if you want to shoot more beyond the 4 tickets, you can buy some extra tickets. And if you're just wanting to go down there and observe, there's no charge for that. You can just hang out with whoever you're with and watch and take pictures or do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, experience the noise levels and get over your phobia and get to reality. Like Carlos pointed out so perfectly, it's not the movies. So
I have had several people contact me asking if there's an age limit. We don't have a problem with minors. As long as they're accompanied with an adult. Pretty much everything we have, even younger kids should be able to shoot just fine. And as long as they've got a parent with them to, you know, make sure they're being safe and help them out, we're fine with that.
Now, that's the ultimate daddy-daughter, mother, or mother-son day, you know? Just go down shooting and eat tacos.
Yeah.
And I want to get back to the giveaway that Carlos mentioned. And this rifle is absolutely beautiful. He's got a picture here in the studio. So pretty cool looking firearm.
I saw the raffle given away for the Ride 22 gun. So congratulations to the person who won that.
And the heck with that.
That was
I don't want to give no congratulations.
Awesome.
It's a bunch
honestly,
of garbage.
I got to tell you, the winner of that raffle is a veteran. He won that and gave it to his boss.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shannon.
I'm not crying yet.
Yeah. No, just think about your boss. Just saying.
Oh, think about my boss. Sorry. I'm not crying yet.
Oh, my people at the office. You know, Boss Appreciation Day. Nothing says I love you like a firearm.
Okay. Mental note. Note to self. Know where to go. Know what to do. Oh, that's really cool. That's super cool. And I know my son, I watched the video because my son had bought several tickets at the Ride for 22 event. And he's, was in New Mexico at the time. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch the video and see if he won. And then I thought, oh, well, that's really cool. Somebody's going to be super stoked about that.
And then how cool is that a veteran?
Oh my goodness. Okay.
So what else real quickly? We got one more CPR class or?
Oh yeah. August 29th, it's a Tuesday. At 11 a.m., we're offering a first aid CPR AED certification class, $70 a person. So if you or a family member or staff are wanting to get first aid certified, I can fit, I think, 10 or 12 people in that class. So
I think somebody from our office needs to do it, especially after I ate all these sausages and pastrami.
Okay. Not it. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of The Three of Us in just a moment.
The Three Amigos.
Back in a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your queue. And when you left, we were chit-chatting with Carlos from Umpqua Survival because it's the first Thursday of the month, and that's what we do with Carlos.
Yep, we talk to him, and then the other 3 weeks we talk about him. So
that's true.
As long as you're not saying anything bad.
Nope,
oh.
Never.
Mm-mm. Never, uh-uh.
Nope, but that's true, we do.
So, Carlos, you were just saying, are you going to be at the livestock auction next week?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, I got to fill my freezer back up.
Fill that freezer.
You know, other than going to the dump, this is the social event of the year, so I hope we get to see a lot of people. We're going to have a booth in the refrigerated building, so please stop by, say hi to us, and I know Shannon's going to be there, and Logan's going to be there, and I'll be in and out, running between the booth and the pastramis and Italian sausages, so.
Yeah.
Which basically means that you're not going to be there very much.
Not much at all. Just enough to eat, and then go get a refill.
Yes. The nail on the head with that one. It's like, oh, I'll be back. I'm just going to go to the bathroom, and then he comes back with sausages and
yeah, I learned I can't wear white during fair week. It turns yellow with all the mustard, so
it's an experience, that's for sure.
And looking forward, we got good concerts coming in. I think it should be a good week for the fair.
I think it would be fun if people stop by the booth, and if you're a locally owned and operated small business owner and you're there, come talk to us. Let's get you on the show. Let's
absolutely. We're starting to get
the business buzz.
Starting to get a couple openings. Shannon was sharing that she likes to hold some back, so if somebody comes up and say, hey, I really want on. So we do have a couple openings coming up in the fall. Mm-hmm. We'd love to explore and see the genius behind your business.
Yeah. It's just kind of fun for the backstory, and honestly, it's been fun to see people see results from coming on the show. And I kind of thought they were full of beans in the beginning, I'm not even gonna lie, because like, how crazy can six people be? But reality is we are hitting way more than that, and people are listening and people are going out and trying. It was fun to have Little Brothers Pub on, and F&B, and some of the other places that have come on, some of the massage gals who were just starting their business, and now they're full, you can't even get in with them. So it's really been kind of cool to see that, and also hear the efforts and the energy that people put in. So Carlos, thank you so much for
absolutely
I've talked to several businesses that have been on, and they've told me, hey, I got customers immediately after I was on the radio, and I think it's pretty cool.
So yeah, so a big shout out to all of you that bless us with your time. I know we've all got busy lives, and we greatly appreciate you taking the time out to plug in and listen to us, even though I don't understand who the heck would want to listen to us for an hour. But, hey, thank you. I mean, you might be a little weird sitting around listening to us, but, hey,
you guys are local celebrities. They should be trying to get
your
autograph.
No, you're the celebrity. Yeah. That's what we should do. Go into Umpqua Survival and pick up a drawing for the Your Q prize there. Bring it out to the fair and we'll autograph it, and then they can get an extra one for the week. That's what we should do.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Let's do it.
Got to get her done.
The guys will do it. The guys will give them an extra one. Just come on in.
Did you get it? Happen to remember to get one?
No, Carlos did, though, because he knows he's good. I did not.
Who is it? Talk to me.
Mike Beals.
Mike. Another guy.
That's a guy.
You sure it's not Michelle?
No, it says Mike. So
good
Mike,
job, Mike.
Congratulations. Thanks to the generosity of Umpqua Survival. You have a gift certificate waiting for you here at the News Review. So we'll give you a call and let you know how to pick that up. Thank you for doing that too, Carlos.
Oh, I love it.
It's been fun. I will say we do have a few people who are pretty diehard about trying to get these $25 gift certificates. So we might have some frequent flyers. So y'all need to step up your game and come in there and check it out. And
yeah, bump out those guys. Let's get some new blood in here.
I wasn't saying that.
Yeah, and guys especially, because the ladies have been winning way too often.
That's true. They have been killing it, actually. It's pretty awesome.
You know what's funny is a lot of guys, when you ask them if they want to enter into stuff, they're like, I never win.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's I can believe that at this one, because the ladies have been. But, oh, my gosh, our show went so fast
today. We're almost
done.
Hey, I just want to say, Angie, I sure tailbone. She fell out of the car.
Well.
I can understand, because I almost did it before, too. But, you know, getting old is no picnic.
It's not. It's not. Well, everybody, stop by Umpqua Survival. Get a entry form. Come out. We'll sign our little selves on the back, take it back to them, and get an extra ticket to get into the drawing for the $25 gift certificate.
Yeah, and come out to the range takeover. It's going to be super fun.
Super fun, and then fair. So stop by. We'll be there. Come out and visit with us, and let's eat some Italian sausage and pastrami.
Until next week, Douglas County, you know what to do. Be kind.
And God bless.